Okay, today we're going to begin the third parak of Maseches Nedarim, and parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph reads as follows: Arba'at Nedarim Mitiru Chacham. There are four Nedarim that Chacham are automatically matir, meaning they don't count as a Nedar. It's not a concern for us whatsoever. And they are Nidrei Zeruzin, any Nedar that is meant to persuade, as a way of persuading someone, not as a real Nedar. V'Nidrei Havai, or a Nedar that is meant as an exaggeration, that was clearly not meant to be taken literally. V'Nidrei Shkagos, a Nedar that was based on a mistake. V'nidrei anasim, or a neder of some sort of crazy circumstance that are beyond the person's control. So we're going to explain Mishnah by Mishnah what each of these nedarim mean. So we'll start with nidrei zeruzin. So nidrei zeruzin ketzad. What is an example of nidrei zeruzin? Hayimocher chayfetz v'amorkeinim sheni sheni poches lach minasela. You're selling something and you say to the guy, my loaf of bread is going to be asr like a konam to me if I lower the price of this thing that I'm selling to less than a seller. And the buyer said in his negotiating tactic that my loaf of bread is going to be usher like a konum to me if I ever offer you more than a shekel for this item. And then in the end, they both want to settle on a price of 3 dinar, which is right in between the two prices that the guy said he's not going to go above and the other guy said he's not going to go below. So they were just, it wasn't real neder. They were just bargaining. They were just doing what people do when they bargain a price. So they wanted to pretend that was their final offer. So that doesn't count as a real neder. Another nidrei zeruzin, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, afarotza lahadir es chaver shiochel etzo. If a person wants to take a neder on another person so that the other person will eat with him, meaning one person invited another to eat with him and the other guy refused, and the guy doing the inviting said that he makes a neder saying that he asks the other person to have any hanah from him if he doesn't eat with him. So obviously he didn't really mean the neder to take effect. He was just using it as a way of trying to persuade his friend to come eat a meal with him. A person wouldn't go so far as to make everything usher to another person just because he doesn't want to eat with you. So obviously he was just trying to convince you. That's how the Ran explains. Now, the Mishnah just tells us another case where neder does not take effect. Omer, if someone wants to nullify all nedarim that he might make in the future, and therefore he says, "Kol neder shani asa lidar hu batel." Any neder that I'm going to make in the future is hereby batel. Oblevat shei zochur b'shasa neder. That works as long as you remember at the time that you take the neder that you had once made that declaration. Meaning, even though you remember the declaration, you might still want to say the neder in order to make an impression on other people. So you'll say the neder, but you remember that it's not a binding neder, so therefore it is in fact not a binding neder. If you do not remember the declaration when you say the neder, and certainly if you nullify the declaration, then the neder in fact takes effect. So next Mishnah, Paragimel Mishnah Beis, Nidrei Havai. What are examples of Nidrei Havai, of exaggerated nedarim, which you did not mean to be taken literally? Amar konum im lori isi b'dar chazeh ki otim Yisrayim. You say, my loaf of bread should be the konum to me if I didn't see on this road as many as the number of people left Mitzrayim, 600,000 people. Im lori isi nachash kekoros beis abad. If I didn't see a snake that looks like the beam of an olive press, which are obviously exaggerations, because even though the person didn't actually see 600,000 people, he didn't actually see a snake that looks like an olive press. The iser, so therefore the iser is not gonna be chal. Another category, nidre shkagos, im achalti v'im shasisi. Someone said this bread should be like a konum to me if I ate or I drank today. And even at the time, he had not eaten or drunk that day, v'niskar shachal v'shasa, meaning he thought rather that he had not eaten or drunk that day, and then he remembers afterwards, uh-oh, I did eat or drink today. So that is not a binding neder because he had made a mistake. Another example, shani ochel v'shani shosa. This bread should be a konum to me if I eat or I drink today. And then he was planning on not eating and drinking so that the neder won't be chal, but then v'shachach v'chol v'shasa, and he forgot and he took a drink, he took a bite of food to eat. So since at that time he didn't realize that he's going to cause the neder to be chal, that's a neder that's considered to be a shkaga, it's considered to be a mistake. Another example of a mistake, another amar konum shinanisli shagonva eskisi v'shehiksa esbini. That which my wife benefits from me is a konum to her because she stole my wallet, she hit my kid, and he thought that she actually did those things. V'noda shalohi kesu v'noda shalohi ganafto. Turns out he lost his wallet wallet. Turns out the kid had just fallen and he wasn't hit by the wallet. He made a mistake. He was wrong about it. So since he made the neder only because of mistaken information that was not true, the neder is not going to be chal. And a fourth example of a neder of a mistake. Someone saw people eating figs without his permission, and he said to them, "Hare aleichem karban. There should be asur to like karban." It turns out the people eating the figs were his father and his brothers and some other people. So that's a mistake, because he didn't realize, he didn't intend to ask for his own father and brothers to eat his figs. So there's a question whether the neder is possible only about his father and brothers or about the other guys as well. So Beishami Omrim, Hein Mutarun Umashe Ima Nasurin. His father and brother are allowed to eat the figs, but the other guys are not allowed to eat the figs, because it's reasonable that he would take a neder about the other guys. Ubeisilil Omrim, Basil says they're all going to be mutar to eat the figs, because every part of the neder is not a valid neder. Meaning, when part of the neder is null, you know, if it's batal miksasa, it's batal kula. The entire neder becomes invalid. So let's review what we learned today. Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. We first just gave the basic heading, and that is that there are four nedarim that the chachamim were matir that are not binding, and they are nidrei zuzin, nidrei avai, nidrei shkagos, and nidrei anasim. And in these first two mishnayos, we went through the first three categories. So category number one is nidrei zruzin, where in negotiating a price, you say, I'm not going to go above this price. The other guy says, I'm taking that, I'm not going to go below this price. So that's just a negotiating tactic. Another example, Rabbi Zman Yaakov says, you take a neder that the guy should not be able to get enough from you if he doesn't eat lunch at your house. The Mishnah tells us that if a person can nullify his nedarim in advance, as long as at the time that he actually takes the neder, he remembers that he had nullified the nedarim. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said, okay, what's an example of nidrei havai, of that second category? So you describe things that are clearly an exaggeration, that I saw like Yotze Mitzrayim and Nachash Kekoros Beis Abad. And then we gave a whole bunch of examples of nidrei shkagos, of nedarim that were taken based on a mistaken premise. And at the very end of the Mishnah, we just had mentioned, in the context of nidrei shkagos, if you took a neder that someone is not allowed to get hanar from you because they're eating your figs, and it turns out some of the people who are eating your figs are your father and brother, so we had a machlokes b'sham b'silel whether the neder is still binding on the other people. But tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel.